and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Mexico sent a team of firefighters to help crews in the Los Angeles area battling the wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom is thankful for their support.
We're incredibly humbled and grateful that the president was willing to send the crew you see behind me. They'll be out on the lines within the next 24, 36 hours, and we're very, very grateful.
Will Mother Nature provide any relief for those battling the fires? CBS Los Angeles meteorologist Olga Ospina.
We are in for a brief upswing in the Santa Ana winds. So we have the high wind warnings. We have the wind advisories. But stronger winds are on the way as we head into next week.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's resignation from the DOJ is no surprise, says CBS's Rob Legere.
CBS News has recently reported that Smith would resign from the Justice Department after completing his work. According to court documents, Smith, quote, separated from the department on January 10th.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a wintry mix of some light snow and freezing rain out there for today. Cloudy skies and highs reaching the middle 30s of the afternoon as a west wind develops. Gusts up around 25. Accumulations of snow will stay under an inch. It's 30 at our studios.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Of the stars. We're still dreaming this morning about crazy stuff, but aren't they all crazy, all the dreams? Yeah, except for that one. Remember that one? Gordon Jenkins wrote this and conducted the orchestra. Seven Dreams. Some of them are a little scary. Especially the one you're going to hear. It's Bill Lee and Beverly Marr, who happens to be Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. On a cold January morning, we're going dreaming. Cary Grant, 1958, Sophia Loren. The picture was Houseboat, and there's a song from it that nobody remembers, including myself. Sophia Loren, 1958, the love song from Houseboat on the Music of the Stars.
You're near, the moment's here, I'm almost in your arms. Tonight, the mood is right, I'm almost in. To your embrace. it's strange how we are changed by things that seem so small. One look can write a book, one touch can say it all.
Myself on a small and friendly river. I've been rowing all night, and a bit of breakfast seemed definitely in order. Hoping to get the loan of an egg or two, I headed my boat to the nearest bank. Gradually, I began to make out the outlines of a boat in the early mist, and luckily for me, a houseboat. As I drew alongside, I saw that it was a very special type of river home. It was a pink houseboat. I pictured in my mind the owner, a bit bored with the sameness of river life and suddenly deciding that the old color was unbearable any longer. It was a pleasant thought. The owner spurred into sudden action and pink the only choice at hand. I secured my rowboat to the ladder on the side and climbed aboard. I was just about to knock on the cabin door when I heard voices from inside.
Andy! Wake up, Andy! Get up and get me some breakfast, Andy. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I guess I better do it, 'cause if I don't do it, God knows what she'll do. One time she said to do it, and when I didn't do it, she threw my shoes. And shoes can leave a terrible bruise. Ain't right a man should do all the cooking, cleaning, and like that.
And don't forget to feed the angels.
Feed the angels? I didn't see any angels. At least not on the side of the boat where I was. Maybe on the other side. Nope. No angels. The cabin door opened and Andy stepped out. In one hand, an empty glass, in the other, a plate with nothing on it. There was a little shelf high up on the cabin wall, and he reached up and put them on it. Then, back inside again.
More toast, Princess?
No, I don't believe so.
Coffee?
No, I don't believe so.
Ain't you feeling good, Princess?
No, no, no. I've been thinking and worrying and thinking some more. I've been worrying and thinking and pacing the floor. We're both getting old. The years ahead are growing thin. And I don't hold with living in sin.
Oh, princess, it's not that way at all. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin. True love can be like gold or cheaper than tin. It depends on the place you're living in. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
Living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
No, sir, it sure enough ain't. Proud of me and I'm proud of you. It's nobody's business how we do. And living on a houseboat ain't like living in sin.
I'm proud of you, Andy, and all. And I like living on the boat and all. But on dark days I get a dream in my heart I can't get shut of. Like being married and all.
If you want to get married so badly, princess, we'll do it. For the last few years, I've had it in my mind, but I never got around to it. But we don't belong to no church, and we don't belong to no town, and we ain't got a thing we could use for a ring. And we got no cloth for a gown.
Do you suppose maybe the angels would marry us, Andy?
Oh, princess, them ain't real angels.
They're real to me, Andy. Years ago, when we first set foot on this boat, you said we were lucky, that we'd all always be lucky because we had the angels on our side and they'd watch over us. They are real, Andy. I can see them just as plain.
If you can see them, princess, I guess I can see them too.
As the preparations began, I thought of the old saying, something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue. Everything she wore was old, but the look of tender radiance upon her face was new enough for any child to wear. The lightness in her step was borrowed from every bride throughout the ages, and she wore the blue sky like a veil to match her shining eyes. She turned to Andy and spoke softly.
Andy, would you wear a tie, Andy?
One cautious look in the mirror, and they were ready. Arm in arm, the princess and her prize opened the cabin door and went out to meet the angels.
Ain't we supposed to kneel, princess?
All right, Andy.
Thank you.
My sixth dream was a nightmare. They're after me, I've gotta get away. For life is colored rosy red and death is colored gray. They're after me, they've caught me by surprise. And the hag in front with seven heads is waving seven knives. And one is throwing hand grenades and one is throwing fits. They aim to hang me by my heels and carve me up in bits. They're after me, the wheels of danger churn. The boiling oil is flaming high and I am too young to burn. They're after me, there's hate in every eye. I hear them coming closer now, and I'm afraid to die.
Coward, 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 coward.
I stole some bricks when I was six, and I'm afraid to die.
You better run real fast, you better run real fast, you better
run. Yeah,
real
that's
fast.
It. I'd better
run.
Run real fast. I'd better run real fast. I can't seem to move my feet at all.
You better scream real loud. You better scream real loud. You better scream.
I'll scream for help. Grammar school, Bristol school. My teacher will help me. Miss Elliot will help me. Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot, help me! Help me!
What is an adverb?
Well, an adverb is... An adverb is...
What is an adverb?
It's...
She won't help you, she won't help you. Ah!
The church... Reverend Jones will save me. Reverend! Reverend! They're after me!
Do you know your catechism?
Well, some of it. I've been busy.
Do you know your catechism?
I'm afraid I...
He won't save you! He won't save you!
There must be someone to turn to. I know. My mother.
I never saw you before in all my life, son. Never saw you before in all my life, son.
They're after me, and no one heeds my call. I have no place to run to now, my back's against the wall.
We got you now, we got you now, we need some blood that's fresh. And you will feel our pain to see you tearing through your flesh. We got you now, we got you now, the size of both your ears.
Good and sharp?
Yes, old ghoul.
You're sure he can't get away?
No, old ghoul.
All right then, Cyclops, you count.
One for the monster, two for the shroud, three to get rendered, and four to...
Beyond it is another dimension.
a dimension of sight, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind. You're moving through a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. Guiding you through this wondrous journey is the hypnotic sound of the twilight time.
In my seventh dream, I seemed to be walking through a New England countryside. I had a disquieting feeling of being suddenly alone in a world of giant rocks, trees, and wildflowers. I was about to turn back when it happened. Directly ahead of me, I saw the figure of a girl. She was seated on a rocky ledge, arms around her knees and her eyes looking intently into mine. A feeling of sudden elation held me as I heard her voice for the first time.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I felt a curious chill of excitement and a strong attraction, a compulsion that was completely new to me. I moved closer and she spoke again.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I never felt quite this way. I never saw you until today. But still I know I must say I love you.
If you come.
Music of the Stars with Lou Regani.
Gordon Jenkins on his Seven Dreams. Beverly Marr, that's Mrs. Gordon Jenkins, and Bill Lee, the Ralph Brewster Singers. What an adventure. It's called a concept album. More on that in just a bit. It's Mel Torme.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sammy Davis Jr.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. At night, with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. Slept a summer by her side. She filled my days with endless wonder. I took her childhood in my stride, and I was gone when autumn came.
Stars from Les Miserables.
Oh,
Leyland wrote this. Barbara Streisand.
I've dreamed of you, always feeling you were there. And all my life I have searched for you
on the Music of the Stars. Good morning.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to write the unrightable wrong,
to be better far than you are. To try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that honor and justice may live. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable.
Andre Rieu.
Oh, dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run with the praise of a toe, to ride the unrightable wrong, to love.
What's your name, darling?
My name is Susan Boyle.
Okay, Susan, where are you from?
I am from Blackburn near Bathgate, West Lothian.
It's a big town.
It's a sort of collection of... It's a collection of, villages. I had to think there.
And how old are you, Susan?
I am 47. And that's just one side of me.
Okay, what's the dream?
I'm trying to be a professional singer.
And why hasn't it worked out so far, Susan?
I've never been given the chance before, but here's hoping it'll change.
Okay, and who would you like to be as successful as?
Elaine Page.
Elaine Page.
Like,
what are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay.
Big song.
Yeah?
Yeah. Susan Peers.
Without a doubt, that was the biggest surprise I have had in 3 years on the show. When you stood there with that cheeky grin and said, I want to be like Elaine Page, everyone was laughing at you. No one is laughing now. That was stunning, an incredible performance. Reeling from shock about you two, but
I am so thrilled because I know that everybody was against you. I honestly think that we were all being very cynical, and I think that's the biggest wake-up call ever. And I just want to say that it was a complete privilege listening to that. It was inspirational.
I knew the minute you walked out. On that stage, that we were going to hear something extraordinary, and I was right.
Quite a lot of touch.
Susan, you are a little tiger, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You are?
I don't know about that.
OK, moment of truth. Here's yes or no.
The biggest yes I have ever given anyone.
Amanda?
Yes, definitely.
Susan Boyle, you can go back to the village with your head held high. It's three yeses.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Wildfires continue to spread in Southern California. On CBS's Face the Nation, FEMA's director Deanne Criswell said the wind is her big concern for crews battling the blazes.
These winds change the dynamics of this fire, and so I'm concerned for the safety of our firefighters, concerned for their ability to contain this fire.
Nashville's digging out from several inches of snow. Taylor Moby owns a coffee shop in the downtown area and says they're back open for business.
We had a great day. We were super busy. People were out having fun in the snow. It was really a fun day.
Special counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
When people look back at Jack Smith's tenure, I think they will see that in both of the cases that he brought against President Trump, his efforts were largely stymied.
And there are still questions whether to release the findings of those investigations. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Don Rosenstein.